Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the question from the distinguished delegate from Nepal, the planning figures that are indicated in the document that you have in front of you is really not an exhaustive list. It's an indication of what they're planning. So if more needs to be done or you want a different combination, there's room for that. So I would suggest that you perhaps have a conversation with that division to see what they can do. So the room is there. But I guess it's based on the knowledge they have at the moment that they have provided those figures. The other question from the delegate from Belarus, let me perhaps try to explain. We definitely can provide the estimations in writing. That's definitely not a problem, and we will do so. The process in terms of how it will work, as I mentioned, very much depends on what the controller's office negotiates with the member states in New York, and then they will guide us. It is not normal. That's why I called it ad hoc. Usually everything goes in now and moves. Our outcome will come in October, which is well after the other processes of the ACABQ and the CPC have been completed. So I think the best answer is that we will verify exactly what they need, because they will tell us and say, in order for this to do, the member states are going to need A, B, and C. And then you will as well know as soon as we know. But my thinking is it's what the Fifth Committee agrees to at that particular time. And they consult. They have their bureaus and all of that. So at the moment, I don't have all the details as to how they will get it through. But they said we will do everything we can to accommodate this ad hoc process. So we're optimistic.